using the calendar for future options. Your calendar can be a very handy place to park reminders of things you might want to consider doing in the future. Most of the people I've coached were not nearly as comfortable with their calendars as they could have been, otherwise they probably would have found many more things to put in there. One of the three uses of a calendar is for day-specific information. This category can include a number of things, but one of the most creative ways to utilize this function is to enter things that you want to take off your mind and reassess at some later date. Here are a few of the myriad things you should consider inserting. Triggers for activating projects. Events you might want to participate in. Decision catalysts. Triggers for activating projects. If you have a project that you don't really need to think about now, but that deserves a flag at some point in the future, you can pick an appropriate date and put a reminder about the project in your calendar for that day. It should go in some day-specific versus time-specific calendar slot for the things you want to be reminded of on that day. Then, when the day arrives, you see the reminder and insert the item as an active project on your projects list. Typical candidates for this treatment are special events with a certain lead time for handling, like product launches, fundraising drives, etc. Regular events that you need to prepare for, such as budget reviews, annual conferences, planning events, or meetings. For example, when should you add next year's annual sales conference to your projects list? Key dates for significant people that you might want to do something about: birthdays, anniversaries, holiday gift giving, etc. Events you might want to participate in. You probably get notices constantly about seminars, conferences, speeches, and social and cultural events that you may want to decide about attending as the time gets closer. So figure out when that closer time is and put a trigger in your calendar on the appropriate date. For example, Chamber of Commerce breakfast tomorrow? Tigers season tickets go on sale today. PBS special on Australia tonight, 8 o'clock p.m. Church barbecue next Saturday. If you can think of any jogs like these that you'd like to put into your system, do it right now. Decision catalysts. Once in a while, there may be a significant decision that you need to make but can't or don't want to make right away. That's fine, as long as you've concluded that the additional information you need has to come from an internal rather than an external source. For example, you need to sleep on it. Obviously, external data you need in order to make a decision should go on your next actions or waiting for lists. But in order to move to a level of okayness about not deciding, you'd better put out a safety net that you can trust to get you to focus on the issue appropriately in the future. A calendar reminder can serve that purpose. Some typical decision areas in this category include hire, fire, merge, acquire, sell, divest, change job or career. This is a big topic to devote so little space to, I know, but go ahead and ask yourself, is there any major decision for which I should create a future trigger so I can feel comfortable just hanging out with it for now? If there is, put some reminder in your calendar to revisit the issue.